Today we'll be doing Sifya test. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Shliach Tzibur Bativa V'Sisha B'Veis HaKnesses Mitztarfin. If the Chazan is standing by the bima and the other nine are in the rest of the shul, that combines for a minyan. Afal pi shehi gavoa asara urechava arba v'yeshla mechitos givos asara mipenei shehi b'teilo legabe b'Veis HaKnesses. Even though the area of the bima itself is almost like an independent entity because it's 10 tfachim high, it's 4 tfachim wide, it has mechitos that surround it, that's separated from the rest of the shul. Despite all of that, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's batel to the rest of the shul because the bima is supposed to be a place where the chazan davens from. However, the Shulchan Aruch says Yeshmi Shekasev Dahani Milik Yeshena Mechitos Magios LeSikras Hagad. This is provided, according to another opinion, that the mechitza that surrounds the bima doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling, in which case that would be literally a separate entity, and therefore the chazan would not combine with the rest of the shul. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkata Nun Tes tells us Shliach Tzibur Bateva Hu Hadin Acher Dimitzdari. If the same would be true for another person in terms of combining for a minyan, v'nakat shliach tzibur, the low name of the chevan shehu tzarich lahutzian yideichol vasan migra gara. That we shouldn't think that since we're dealing with the chazan here and that he has to satisfy the obligation of everyone else for tila, that he should somehow be worse off than another person standing on the bima. No, kamash malan, that even the chazan would qualify and combine for a minyan in such a case. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a sifchaf tomorrow.